Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. And we are going in depth today in person. This is so exciting with Jen Fox. She is a council representative for Ward 2 in Hastings. And she is going to help us recap the most recent Hastings City Council meeting. How have you been?
Great. Thanks for having me
today.
Well,
thanks for coming in. First of all, congratulations on a separate note. We're going to popcorn all around here, but congratulations on your five-year anniversary of Spiral Brewery.
Thank you.
You are one of the owners of Spiral. And Jan, 5 years. What the heck?
I know. Where did it go?
I don't know, because how many years was it in the making?
Many, many. We started talking about Spiral Brewery in about 2013. So when we opened in 2018, that felt like a dream come true. And then 5 years later, we're still making it run, and we're super grateful for that.
Well, as you know, being in business is a tough thing.
Yes.
And you had the pandemic in there, and you had all sorts of other issues. I would assume that the supply chain issues impacted you
Certainly.
As well. So is a lot of that behind you?
No, actually, ordering issues are still continuing and high prices are still continuing. It's something that everybody in business is experiencing, particularly manufacturing, which is what we are. We're a manufacturing plant.
I don't think of you as a manufacturer, but that's exactly what you are.
Yeah,
it's just like when Nan Bailey tells me she's a farmer, and I'm like, what?
Yes, exactly.
But she is a farmer.
Yes.
You're a manufacturer.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're licensed as such. So it is a little fascinating because a lot of our peers in Hastings are restaurants and bars, right? And they are licensed as a restaurant, eatery, bar, whatever that might be. And we're licensed as a manufacturer. So we have a little bit different regulations and different expectations. So that's something that I think people don't always know when they think about the tap room itself.
Well, congratulations. 5 years
Thank
is
you,
a
Mo.
Huge milestone. And I hope that the next 5 years you can just do kind of a continuation of this wonderful ball you have rolling.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I hope
all
so
good.
Too.
Well, let's get to the meat of our discussion today, and that is the most recent city council meeting. The city council of Hastings meets twice a month. And you had a recent meeting, and I know you wanted to go and give a recap of some of the things that were discussed.
Absolutely. One thing that was really fun about this meeting that we just had was the recent promotions and new employees. We actually had several new employees that were hired in different areas, and then a few promotions, specifically in the community development area. So we're really grateful for all of those new staff and the staff that have been promoted and working their way through their position in City Hall. The directors of each of those divisions were able to get up and say some sweet words about all of these wonderful people. So we're just so fortunate for our amazing staff at City Hall.
You know, I had an opportunity to meet Alex Menke on his second day.
Amazing. We're so excited.
Well, I think he was kind of like, what? I'm going to the radio for an interview on my second day. So John Hinsman, and he came in, and it was just great. So that's kind of fun. But no, I bet that is nice to see somebody starting their career, whether it be a career with the city of Hastings or just their career in general.
Absolutely.
It's a special time.
Yeah. And seeing people work through a position into a different or bigger position is just so rewarding. And I know that we work really hard on retention and growth for our staff. And I think the directors of each of our divisions at City Hall is so diligent about taking care of their staff and training them to be the best they can be. So we're just so blessed.
So tell me about what else went on. You had some proclamations.
We did. We proclaimed.
And what is that? For people that don't know, like me, what exactly is a proclamation?
A proclamation is when City Council reads off a bunch of whereases. That's what we say at the beginning of each statement. And then the mayor declares something. So after we read off all of those different statements, the mayor will say something like, therefore, let it be known such and such happened or such and such will happen this month. So it's kind of a fun way for us to celebrate something or honor something or highlight something. For instance, one of the proclamations we made this last meeting was Make Music Day, which is June 21st. every year. It's June 21st. I remember that because it's my grandma's birthday.
Oh, we loved your grandma. Grandma yeah. Elaine. Oh, shout out yeah. to Elaine Zuzik. Yeah. We miss her calling in, and we would always have our pause button very handy. We never knew what she was going to say. True story.
Oh, so Make Music Day is June 21st, and it's 12 hours of music in Hastings by local artists and people who just want to celebrate making music and making community. So that will happen in Oliver's Grove Park, Levy Park, and a few other parks around town. And
it's awesome.
It's just a great day, and that we're really lucky to have volunteers who make that happen. And the other proclamation we made was for LGBTQ plus Pride Month, which started at the beginning of June and goes all month. And it was a celebration of all of the LGBTQ plus community members in Hastings. And it reinforces City Council's commitment to making an equitable, wonderful community where people can thrive.
And feel welcome. Mm-hmm. So then we move on to, you did have some comments from the audience.
We did.
That's always fun, isn't it?
Oh my gosh,
when
yeah.
people take the time to actually come to a meeting, and it's fun, I bet, to see the people you represent.
Absolutely. It means so much. And part of the thing that is so meaningful to me personally is seeing that somebody really cares about something, and that can truly affect the way that us council members think about the issue. And we hear from constituents via email, via text, running into them in the street. We talk to people all the time about issues, including over the phone. And hearing people come and speak to what's on the agenda is a different level of involvement. It's really a special moment. So we had one member of our community come and speak to the proposed moratorium on cannabis. And she was mentioning how it would be harmful to new and existing businesses to wait to let them produce or sell cannabis products. So it was a really meaningful moment. And we actually referenced her comments later in our discussion, which is usually what happens.
So I know you also then had quite a few awarding of contracts and a public hearing. And one of the things I really want to chat about is pickleball. Pickleball has really taken off, and the city has recognized that. And so you are going to be turning some roadside tennis courts into pickleball courts.
Yes.
So exciting.
Yes. And more than that, we're going to be fixing roadside tennis courts. They're in pretty bad shape right now. If you're someone who plays tennis and you've been there, you know, we've heard it, we see it. It's important to fix our infrastructure, but we're fixing and improving it by creating, we're going to still have 3 designated tennis courts, and then we're going to have, I think, 12 pickleball courts. I can't remember how they're always set up, so forgive me, pickleball community, but we'll have several pickleball courts on the other side of the 3 tennis courts and appropriate fencing. And
which is really
like
nice that mm-hmm. the two don't get intermingled. That's going to be great.
Absolutely.
And then I'm trying to figure out where the sale of the property, which was on Spiral Boulevard and Glendale Road, where exactly is that?
So I'm going to use my hands to talk about
this.
So, sorry, listeners. You know when you turn onto Spiral Boulevard and it turns down and curves around?
Do you go down a hill?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do know then.
Down there.
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, sure. Okay, yeah. Now it makes sense
yeah.
to me.
And
okay.
And the interesting thing about this is that the city owns about 20 acres located west of Glendale, 3.4 acres located north and west of Spiral Boulevard. Right. So we own a little bit of that area, and the proposed sale breaks it into 2 lots for residential homes.
Well, I appreciate that because I could not exactly figure out where that was. So now hopefully our listeners will know that as well. And then one of my best friends, Bryant Fisak, was there.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't he great?
He's such a dear.
He is with MnDOT, and he gave such a great presentation, not only on the past, what this corridor evaluation has been like, but also what their findings were, and then really listened, did a lot of listening and mm-hmm. took into consideration some of the things that the community said that might not work, that will work. Do you want to expand on that, please?
Yes, absolutely. Bryant is just a champion for this project. We're so lucky to have him at the helm. And not only is he great at explaining what's going on, which is very complicated and complex, he's incredible at listening. So he has been at most of these public meetings, these public engagements, that they've done a really nice job, MnDOT has. And he's listened to our concerns, he's brought them back to the plans, and they've amended the plans to make it a good project for Hastings. Some of the things that I'm excited about are the focus on aesthetics. So they're going to make placemaking a really important thing, so that when people are driving through, because we have something like 40,000 cars a day driving down Highway 61.
It is. If people want to take advantage of that, please call KDWA for the sign. Yes. It's a true thing. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. And with that, we want people to know that they're in Hastings. We don't want it just to be a pass-through highway, right? So from destination A to B, we want Hastings to be a highlight on their drive. So making those placemaking aesthetic statements as people are going from across the bridge down south or south to north, whatever it is.
And what do you think those will look like?
They don't have any designs right now, but I know they will be working with the Public Arts Commission,
Awesome.
Arts and Culture Commission,
yes,
through the City of Hastings. And they're taking into consideration some of the designs from the downtown area and trying to place those in important places, like different signage and different brickwork and stuff like that. I'm really excited about that. And I'm really excited about some of the expanded turn lanes and some of the focus on safety in intersections so that our people can move swiftly and intentionally through our community.
Well, I have to say, right now, I think the traffic flow, if I would leave the radio station and I would go to the Hastings Civic Arena, 5-6 minutes. But by the year, what is it?
2040.
It's going to take me 20 minutes if nothing is done.
Yes.
So that's how important this is.
Yeah.
That we do this right.
Mm-hmm.
We do this.
Yeah.
This changes to the corridor right.
Yes, and we're going to break it up into sections, right? We're not going to tear up the whole thing right away. So I hope people are patient and thoughtful about their traveling during that time. It will be as limited as possible for their interruptions.
Well, we really look forward to chatting more with Bryant, and I know that we are in good hands, even though it's going to be, you know, something that will be disruptive to the city, but it's going to be beautiful in the long run, like a lot of things.
Right.
Also, your Parks and Rec director had a great presentation, and do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So, Director Chris Jenkins of Parks and Recreation requested support and approval of two planning processes for some of our biggest infrastructure in Parks and Rec, which is Veterans Athletic Complex and the Hastings Civic Arena. And we had a pretty thoughtful discussion about when to do it and how to do it and why we need planning.
And it's kind of like our own budget at home, isn't it? I mean, you might need a new roof, or you need a new refrigerator. You have to prioritize and all
that
stuff.
Exactly. And what we would love to do is say, yes, let's plan them and then execute them right away, because this is what this community needs. We're just not able to. And we were trying to be intentional and thoughtful about spacing out the planning so that we can also plan to take care of the issue after we have a plan in place. So the strategic planning and visioning for both the Vets Complex and the Hastings Civic Arena will come in 2023 and 2024 separately. So we're going to be doing the Civic Arena planning in 23 and the Vets Athletic Complex planning in 24.
And then after that planning process, how soon is it resolved?
That's a great question. And I don't have an answer to that immediately. Part of that is because we're looking into ways to fund it. So it depends on what we find out from this company, who's going to be doing the strategic visioning. And then after that, how do we adequately support these projects, right? And some of that might be state bonding. Some of that might be, I can't even tell you, we haven't gotten that far yet.
And that's where we look to our elected officials to help with some of these projects.
Absolutely.
And then there was a lively discussion about a moratorium. Might yes. you fill me in about that, please?
Certainly, yeah. So there was an interim ordinance on cannabis and cannabinoids, which was presented to us by City Administrator Waticha based on the action that legalized adult use marijuana. So the question was, should we put a stop to any new business, any new potential business in the city while we figure out the state statute? And the discussion really was around, it was only a 6-month moratorium as long as we were trying to get it figured out. And that was the recommendation from staff. However, the city council was feeling like, why would we stop something that's already in motion? Can we just figure it out sooner than in 6 months so that businesses can actually open and thrive under this new state law? And part of the question is, how do we allow our ordinance to work well with the state law? So our ordinance says something different. So it's out of what the good practice is for state law. So we need to fix it. And we, as a city council, decided not to wait. We wanted this to be solved as soon as possible so that businesses can actually keep moving forward with this if they're interested.
So that is ongoing, obviously.
The state has a timeline in place, and they have rules and expectations and guidelines in place. And the regulative agency will be in place sooner rather than later. So at some point, this is all going to happen. And we want to be thoughtful and careful about the business that we can retain and help grow in Hastings versus stopping it before it even happens.
Lots of tricky things that you're working on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
But it's all good stuff. Jen, we really appreciate your time today. Jen Absolutely. Fox, she is the city council representative for Ward 2 in Hastings, and we thank her for her time today. And Jen, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do so?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, which is Hastings Council Fox, or you can email me at jfox@hastingsmn.gov, or is it appropriate to share my cell phone? 651-726-4832. You can always call or text. Happy to talk about any of these issues or anything going on in the city.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.